Hello, lifebookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in to the Lifebook Podcast today for Intellectual Month, February 2021, exploring all 12 categories, one category at a time. I am back on the line with John Butcher, the founder of Lifebook. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Good to be here.
Thank you for coming on. Always loving doing these episodes. Intellectual Month, powerful month. You've got a little experiment of your own, a little intellectual, let's call it a fast or a quest. Talk to us about that.
It's a challenge that I've made to myself. February 2021, Jordan, I have decided that I'm going to go on a low information diet, you know, sort of midway through last year, which was so hard for all of us. I mean, last year had real challenges, you know, for the entire human race. No question about that. We had the pandemic. We had all kinds of crazy unrest. And we had so much political turmoil and hate going back and forth both sides. I said to myself toward the end of the year, you know, I got to get out of this sort of hate cycle that every time I go online, every time I go on the news, and I try to do balanced news, right? I try to go see what the left is saying, see what the right is saying, try to put together some semblance of truth just based on what's being said out there. But man, it's like, that's not news. That's just hate. That's the right hating on liberals and the left hating on conservatives. And so I said to myself, I don't care how this election turns out this year. I need to drop out of this horribly toxic situation. So I decided that for Intellectual Month, I'm going to take a fast from news, from politics, just from that entire world and see how I do. And I want to replace it with super constructive, positive stuff. So I'm going to learn history. I'm going to write down the things that I want to focus on during the month of February. And I'm going to replace that toxic information source with constructive things that I want to put in my brain and see what happens. I've never done that before. I've never gone on a news, politics sort of fast. And I'm super excited about it.
Man, it brings up a lot of interesting points. So the first thing that jumps to my mind, I was just doing some work on a different podcast, and they were talking about something called an elimination diet. And it's kind of like what you're talking about, but on an intellectual level, on yours, obviously. But basically taking out this whole list of things, seeing how your body reacts. Like, what if you just remove wheat and dairy and sugar, and you take these things away, see what changes in your body, reintroduce them one at a time, see how that affects you, see if it improves your life. Really, really interesting stuff. But then another thing that jumps to my mind too is kind of like what you said, here for Intellectual Month, it's more important than ever that we get clear on what intellect means to us, intellectual power. What does that mean to you? I almost feel like intellect in the modern world, or at least in our American Western society, it's like, how well informed are you? How quickly can you cite sources? Is that really what you want intellect to be? You being a political master? Do you feel that like the political sphere, not even just the political sphere, just that whole, like you said, that whole whirlwind, the social media whirlwind kind of has really dominated intellectualism a bit, right? Don't you feel that way?
I do. And I think that that's bullshit. I don't judge my intellect by how up on toxic current events I happen to be. I've got a phone in my pocket that can give me all that information anytime I want it. I want to use my mind to think about the life that I want to create for myself and to focus nonstop on bringing that into existence. That's what I want to think about. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to rededicate myself to be disciplined in that area during the month of February. And I think it's going to be a game changer. And I cannot wait to report back to the Lifebook community. Jordan, I'm just going to guess, I'm going to predict that just simply not getting online and checking the toxic news every day, I feel like I'm going to pick up 20 to 30% extra intellectual bandwidth. And dude, 20 to 30, that's a third to a fifth additional intellectual bandwidth that I'm going to have to apply to anything that I want constructively, to my life vision, to my relationship with Missy, to my relationship with the kids, helping you guys expand your life, you know, whatever. I am just done with it. And look, I said to myself, and I'm sure that all lifebookers can at least Americans, lifebookers can relate to this. It's like leading up to this last election, it's like, holy cow, what a show this is. It's just how can it be more toxic? I can't wait till November 3rd. Whichever way this goes, I just can't wait for it to be over. And then it wasn't over. And it's like, oh my God.
It's the year that drags on. Corona was supposed to be over. The whole year was supposed to be. That's really funny. That's a funny thought.
Well, you know, when I reread when I reread my intellectual chapter in my life book, what comes just radiating off of my pages of my life book in the intellectual chapter is my mind is my greatest asset. But thinking is a choice. You can do it or you cannot do it. Further, if you decide to do it, you can decide what to think about and how to think about it. And what you think about is going to be what expands and creates your life. That's the deal. That's what it is. And so I'm like, okay, do I want to be spending 20 to 30% of my time in that toxic cesspool? Because I know that's going to generalize somehow in my life. And I'll tell you right now, I know it does. It causes frustration. It causes anxiety. That whole thing, that whole construct is set up to cause anger, to be addictive, and to keep you coming back, and to make you feel bad. And I don't agree with it. I want to get away from it. And I feel like you have no idea how empowered I feel having made this decision. I started like last week putting my toe in the water, and I can just tell that this is going to be a major thing for me.
Wow, man.
Like I said, I can't wait to report back on what kind of positive outcomes are to be had from this strategy, if there are some, which I think there will be.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, you're not even on social media. So you are sensitive enough to this to where you're just getting this from the vibration of Twitter rubbing off on you. You know what I mean? So I would definitely encourage people who are thinking of doing something similar to look at social media as a whole. And listen, man, I think it's really important to make a distinction, right? Like you said, it's not about being uninformed. It's not about being uninvolved politically. It's about how you spend your mental bandwidth.
That's exactly right.
Focus on what you can control and let go of the rest. And
100%.
And
that
don't
is exactly
yeah.
right.
Now, don't it's waste not your bandwidth.
It's not that I don't want to be informed. It's not that I don't want to be up on current events. That's not news. That is hate, is what it is. The right side is hating on the left. The left side is hating on the right. And that's the situation that we got going on right now. For all life bookers who haven't heard me talk about this, I found an amazing resource about 4 or 5 months ago for news called allsides.com, A-L-L, sides.com. And so this is my rule, because like I said, I want to be informed on current events. I just want to drop out of the hate cycle. So allsides.com basically takes the headline, whatever the story of the day is, the big story of the day. And well, let me just say that their premise is this, Jordan: there is no such thing as unbiased news. There's no such thing. The best you can do is balanced news. That's their position. So allsides.com, they basically take the headline, whatever that headline of the day is, and then they show you underneath that with a rating system what everyone on the left is saying, what everyone on the right is saying, and you get a whole spectrum of what people are saying about that headline. That's news to me. So what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to go into any of those stories, but I am going to allow myself to browse the headlines, but I'm not clicking through, man. I'm going to try my best to not click through. And I'm going to focus during the month of February on my life vision, on my family, on my health and fitness, on my studies, the things that I want to learn and how I want to expand myself intellectually. And Jordan, I've been thinking about this for months, and I've been thinking to myself, really doing some soul searching and asking myself, does being in that toxic storm give me any benefits that I don't know about, that I'm not cognizant of? I'm going to vote the way that I vote. That's my political voice. I'm going to vote the way that I vote. Over and above that, am I getting anything from this? And I, for the life of me, man, maybe you can help me with this. I can't see any benefit of being in that
matrix
energy channel, in that matrix. I can't.
I 100% agree with you, man. That's a really good point. That was exactly the point I was going to make, which is, let's even say that you don't stay informed. Like, you know what I mean? Let's say worst case scenario, you choose to be uninformed. What kind of a life do you live now? Now voting, only happens, you know, it doesn't happen very often.
Once every 2 years.
So why are you reading the headlines every single day? It's something to really think about, man. These are the type of thought-provoking conversations that we just want to kind of have people rethinking how they spend their precious time, how they spend their precious mental bandwidth. So to your point, the only downside, I mean, man, you're going to have no down. You're not going to care about this downside at all. People talking at like parties that you don't go to and bringing up things like, there is no real downside here, man. Not for a life booker, not for someone who realizes the importance of things in life, not for someone who has their priorities lined up.
You know how most people are uninformed? They're completely uninformed about what is required for them to have optimal health and fitness. They're completely uninformed about what's required for them to have an extraordinary love relationship. These are the things that I want to be informed about. I don't need to, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to be in that. So I am just, you can hear it in my voice. I feel like this is going to be a life-changing thing for me. And I feel like you said just a few minutes ago, I'm not on social media and I never have been. I use WhatsApp for my businesses and to communicate with my family. That's it. That's what I do.
You're such an international man. You're on WhatsApp. That's hilarious.
I'm not putting down anybody or making any kind of judgments, but I will say this, that if I was on social media, I'd be throwing that in with politics and news to take a sabbatical from that in the month of February.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
And look, your thoughts are what expand and create your life. And I think that in this world that we're living in right now, the best thing all of us can do is take a good, hard look at ourselves and our life that we're living and ask ourselves, I think it's time to pull in and be a little bit introspective and make sure that we are on solid ground. Too many people are pointing the finger out there, pointing the finger at everything that's wrong with everything and everybody, and not looking enough at themselves and their life. And that's exactly what I'm going to do during the month of February. I'm going on a low information diet. I'm going to vastly filter my intellectual input. I'm going to take the bandwidth that I was giving to that crazy stuff out there, and I'm going to put it in a different place consciously, and I'm going to see how that goes. And I can't wait.
I love it. Let's talk about some of those things to consider when we're running our input and our stimuli through that filter. One of the things that always comes to mind, something we've talked about on the show before, you know, you have to really kind of keep track of that stuff and make sure that there's no imbalances in many different ways. You know, too much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
Right.
Too much of a bad thing is always a bad thing. As you said, just living in a low vibration of input, that's really bad too. Just talk about that balance and that filter.
Well, one of the things that I have in my intellectual strategy section is I want to bring an appropriate level of thinking to every situation. And here's what that means. If it's not important, i.e. politics and news, I want to be careful not to give too much mental bandwidth to that. I don't want to overthink. I don't want to obsess. I don't want to overanalyze any small stuff because that takes away from the big stuff. And I don't want to do that. Likewise, when it comes to the important stuff, my relationship with Missy, my relationship with my kids, my health and fitness, my intellectual and emotional fitness, blah, 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 all the 12 life book categories. I don't want to hold back my intellectual power from any of that stuff, nor do I want to have blown my wad on all the negative shit out there that I shouldn't have put so much time and energy into so that I don't have enough bandwidth for the important stuff.
So true. So true, man. That's exactly right. You have to balance the bandwidth. You also have to leave a little bit of time, I will say, to two sides of every coin. We're always talking about this in Lifebook. You have to leave a little bit of time to veg out. This is something this is actually something that I've been struggling with, man, which is too much good input. Like if I'm just on all the time, there's actually a point of diminishing returns. Like if you're trying to build your intellectual strength, it's kind of like when you're trying to build your physical strength and recovery is so important. We're now realizing that you got to nap and you got to rest and you got to recover. It's kind of the same thing, not necessarily like full blown, you know, veg out TMZ style, but some sort of downtime, some sort of balance of, as you've said, input and output, but also just silence too. I mean, I'm really realizing the imperativeness, how crucial the balance is.
Jordan, you're so right. You have got to have recovery time. You've got to have downtime. You've got to have silence in order to be able to go back in there and be your best. There's no question about that. And that's abundant for Missy and I because we live on a remote Pacific island. And dude, that's the thing. This is what I realized a couple months ago, and it's led up to me making this decision. Missy and I have worked so hard to get here. 3 or 4 years of having this crystal clear life vision and working every day to, you know, uproot our life and our companies and our homes and our family from the Midwest and move out here to the middle of the Pacific and drop out of what's happening out there. And it makes no sense for us to stay plugged in, for us to be on our friggin' screens here when we've worked so hard to get to a point where we don't need that anymore. So here's our and I know that this doesn't apply to all life bookers, but I think the principle is still something important to understand. And it's that we want to, of course, be able to access the modern world at our pleasure. We want to plug in when we want to plug in. We need to order something online to come here. We need any kind of information. We want to be able to run our companies. We want to be able to connect at our leisure and disconnect when we want to. And I think that even though Miss and I are in a different situation because we've been working for so long, so hard on this, I think that that's something that we can all aspire to because we don't want to be slaves of this information channel. We don't want to be swept away by what's happening to the world right now because
by anything.
It's not healthy.
Yeah, you don't want to be swept away by anything. It's like you always say, you need to forge your own path. You need to determine your own path. And that starts with a thought, really. You had some really great content from your life book, from your intellectual category. Do you want to read that for us?
Okay, Jordan, I'd love to read a little piece of my life book right now. And this is why I don't want my thoughts to be crowded out by toxic stuff that has nothing to do with me and that is just like futile for me to have in my brain, right? So this is in my intellectual strategy section. This category is about thinking. And to me, the best, most practical thing I could ever think about is my own life. Simply taking quality time to look at what's happening in my life. Pay attention to what's working and what isn't working. Am I getting closer or farther away from the life that I really want to live? Notice the results I'm getting in the most important areas and let outcome be my biggest teacher. I want to live a thinking life. Now, this can be difficult because life is so complicated. Most people wouldn't know even where to start living a thinking life. There's too much to think about. It's confusing and overwhelming unless you have a life book. If you have a life book, you've got an organized structure to help you think about your life, and I have a life book. So literally, continuously working on my life book, i.e. working on my life, is my most important intellectual project. So Jordan, what I'm going to do this coming month is I'm going to stop thinking about things that make me feel bad and take up mental bandwidth, and I'm going to start thinking deliberately about my own life with that newfound bandwidth. And I am absolutely convinced that I'm going to love it. And there's probably going to be no going back because I don't get anything from that, man. It just makes me feel bad.
That's exactly right. Godspeed. You know, I recently did something like this with social media and it was so good. And I will give you this kind of forewarning, having just done that recently. It's insidious how it creeps back in. You have to be ever vigilant. This is a good lesson for just the intellectual category in general and having that filter on what goes into your brain. You have to be ever vigilant, constantly from all sides. Things are creeping in.
Okay.
People are trying to get you to download, connect, plug in, watch this, consume, feel this. Just be very protective and be ever vigilant.
No, you are so right. This is one of the things that Missy and I realized years ago when we joined a very, very, probably the highest level marketing mastermind in the world, is that the smartest people in the world spend all day long thinking about getting you to do what they want you to do. That's what you're up against. This is addictive. We are all addicted to it. We can't put it down. It's like what George Orwell predicted in 1984, Big Brother watching us. That's not the way that it turned out. We're watching it and we are addicted to it and we cannot put it down. And our biggest fear is that it will stop paying attention to us, giving us likes and giving us views and everything else. So I get it. It's when I was young, Jordan, when I was a kid, there were three news channels. There were three networks. And then there was PBS. And the news happened at 6 o'clock and it was a half hour. And you chose your favorite of the three networks and you watched the news. That's how it used to be. And that's how we all got our information. Now you've got hundreds of news channels. They update their sites every single hour. They basically put out information to make you afraid and to make you angry. And we're all addicted to going back there and checking, whatever our particular little thing is, whether some people aren't politics, some people aren't news, some people are Instagram, some people are blah, 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 whatever it is that they've got us addicted to. That's what I'm going to break in February. And I'm really looking forward to it, man.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to take this up with you. I'm sure some listeners are inspired as well. And that's right. It's about breaking that pattern. That's something that Dr. Joel Wade has talked about at length. And breaking that pattern can be quite healthy. So
I've talked to Joel about this. Joel and I have had a couple conversations just in the last couple weeks, and he's excited about this too.
He's not a fan of the news, obviously. I mean, man, people who listen to him.
No, I asked him. I said, Joel, am I missing anything here? If I completely drop out of this toxic world, is there something I'm overlooking that I'm, you know? And he's like, John, I can't think of it. I'm like, all right, well, let's do it together.
Holy crap, man. That's hilarious. And yeah, I would definitely take his word on that. Fantastic stuff, man. I love these challenges that we're putting forth and really stepping up our game.
This podcast was sort of one-dimensional, but I feel like we hit on something really important and could be just completely life-changing. So any of you life bookers that want to do this with us, let's talk about it on our little platform, and we'll talk about it on the live calls that Miss and I are going to have. And let's share our experience here, because you guys, I feel like this is the way the world needs to go. If we're going to get control back, meaning good human beings, if we're going to get control back from these platforms and from these networks, this is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to take responsibility for our own selves and our own lives and let that stuff go that they've got us addicted to. Jordan, 100%. You know, we might want to talk before we quit. We might want to talk about what you and I were talking about big platforms versus small platforms, because that's a related topic. Why don't you riff on that for just a minute?
This is a thought that this is just a premonition I had. It just popped into my head last night, because I've always said I find it super fascinating that, you know, once upon a time, MySpace was Facebook. I mean, Facebook got larger than anything else, but the reason why MySpace fell off is basically teenagers stopped thinking it was cool, and then people move off that platform. And I was thinking about how these bigger platforms they've gotten huge, but they're just getting more and more toxic. But what I'm now seeing, and what I have for some of my other shows, are these mini private communities where it's a Discord group, and they're all fans of a show, and they join a Discord group. And they spend so much time in there and they have so much fun in there that a lot of people say the same thing. I don't check Insta anymore. I don't go on Instagram anymore. Because think about it. All you're really trying to do is fill a feed. How many people does it take to fill a feed? A couple hundred? 100 right. active
and,
people?
And from a personal standpoint, from a user standpoint, all you're trying to do is get with the community that you resonate with and that you want to fun with.
You don't want to be smashing heads with people across the aisle. That's not fun.
Now, so that's why the Lifebook platform could possibly replace some of this other stuff for a lot of us, because basically we're surrounded by like-minded people who are concerned with being the best humans they can be, and then sharing with others after that, making the world a better place by making your own life better. And like, that's where I want to live. That's what I want to put my mental bandwidth into, as opposed to all that other crazy stuff.
And it's also more intentional, as you said. It's like-minded individuals. It's about something. With Lifebook, it's the perfect example, because it's about the most important thing, which is living your life the way you want to live it. But I do think that the larger platforms are going to fall by the wayside due to these smaller ones. And they're already capitalizing on it with groups and stuff. But I digress. And I really have
high
hopes.
No, that's important. And I hope you're right. I hope that the larger platforms, which have become toxic places, are either toppled by the smaller platforms that people can really be positive in, that where you're connected by an ideal or an ideology that's more positive, or they can be modified by that, so that they're just, we got to figure this out, because our brains basically got hooked up together about 12, 15 years ago, and we've had real growing pain since then. It's not been going particularly well. And I'm hoping that over the next few years, some of us are going to go on strike and say, no, that's not cool. We're not doing that anymore. We're not participating in that anymore. We're going over here. It's your attention, man. Your attention is the currency of the 21st century. It's valuable. Do not give it to platforms, people, organizations that are not going to treat it right. That's how I feel.
Oh my God, mic drop. That was fantastic, man. Thank you for that. And thank you for this awesome episode today.
Really enjoyed it.
All right, everybody.
Love you, life bookers.
Stay tuned. Emotional month coming next month and all the categories after that. I'm here for you. We'll do this together. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Lifebook Podcast.